Tana. Yaitza b'shein ta'ayin, v'rash e'varim. Shein ha'chayz. All right, the next daf talks about a concept that we all know from Chumash, that an Eved Kenani goes out with shein ta'ayin, v'rash e'varim, goes out if the Adayin knocks out his tooth, his eye, or one of the Rashi Evarim, Sheinam Chayzrim, which don't regenerate, then the Eved goes free. Bishlama Shein Ba'ayin Ksibi. Shein Ba'ayin, it says, Beferish in Parshas Mishpatim. Ela Rashi Evarim in Nalan. How do you know that he goes out with anything additional to Shein Ba'ayin? Dumya de Shein Ba'ayin. So the Gemara says that Shein Ba'ayin is not meant exclusively, but anything similar to Shein Ba'ayin, Ma Shein Ba'ayin, Amumin Shebegoloi Veinam Chayzrim. What does it mean, Mumin Shebegoloi? What does Mumin Shebegoloi mean? You could see it. You could see it. All right. I'm not sure. So the back teeth are included in Mumin Shebegoloi? Huh? External. The back teeth are also external. Huh? The pasuk says teeth. So saying just like teeth are galui, so obviously you're considering all the teeth galui. Okay, ve'enam chayzerin, and they don't regenerate, they don't come back. Of kol mum shebegalui ve'enam chayzerin. Ve'ema nahavi shem ve'ayin k'shteksum ha'ban ke'echa, v'shkosh teksum ha'kechad e'ma lamdin. Who says? Who says she'll learn to other places? Maybe shem ve'ayin is dafka. The rule is, if the Torah says two things, so Eim Alamdin, because we say, why did the Torah have to say both? The Torah could have said one and would have been marbe everything else. So Eim Alamdin. So Gemara says, no, Tzricha. Because of Rahman Hashem, I need both. It would have just said, Shein Avaminu Afilu, Shein Dechalav. I would have thought even a baby tooth. Because Rahman Ayin, then it has to be Dumiyad Ayin, which doesn't come back, it doesn't regenerate. Because Rahmana Ayin Avamina Main Shinivraima Yavkashinivraima Yavashain Lai Tzricha. So Gemara is a Tzricha, sir. That it has to be so, that Shein I wouldn't know Ayin, I wouldn't know Shein. So Mela I need both of them. So now you can't say Eimalamdin. The whole concept of Eimalamdin is only if it's extra. So Mela, we remain that it includes anything which is Dumi the Shein Va'ayim, which is the Mum Shebegoli Ve'ine Chayzer. So that's the Gemara's Maskan. So Kiveger is the Kasha on the Tzrichasa here. Kiveger asks, why do I need a Tzrichasa that if we just say Ayin, I wouldn't know Shein? B'chaira, Shein, we find he brings from Mume Behemer, the Mumin of a Behemer that make a Behemer possible in his Bayach. It says Iver, Ipiseach. It says in the Torah a certain Mumin, including Iver, a Mum Sheba'ayin, blind, if the animal's blind. It's a Mum. And there, missing a tooth is not a Mum by a Behemer. Missing a tooth is not a Mum by a Behemer. A Behemer is not possible because it's missing a tooth. It's done by a kayin also. I don't know for sure, but I think by a kayin also, it's not a psul if a tooth is missing. It's not a mum. So if in Hilchis mumin, we find that ayin is a mum, and shein is not a mum, so that's enough. I don't need a tzrichasa. The Gemara has a tzrichasa. Ayin, I would think, should never imai, and not shein shaloi never imai. I don't have to come on to that. And a shein is less of a mum. Then a missing tooth is less of a mum than a missing ayin. So if the Torah said I would have never thought to include a tooth. So therefore, Frechter B'Kiva Eger, why does the Gemara have to have a tzrichasa? That if it would have just said ayin, I would have thought ma'ayin shenivra imai, yavkal shenivra imai. What the Gemara says is true, but I don't need it. Shein is anyway a bigger chiddush without this dekuda of nivra imai. Shein is a bigger chiddush because they find in the parsha of mumin. But the Torah Beferish talks about Iver Ipiseach, and Shein is not included. So the Kiveger is asking that the Tzrichasa should be really a Davar Pashut. What do you mean? If it would just say ayin, so therefore what? No, so there I would say just like by more, if it would just say ayin, I would say shein is not included. Because shein is less of a mum. We find by mum and shein is less. So if it just said ayin, even without the dekud of nivraimai lai nivraimai, I would just say shein is less of a mum than ayin, because you see in the parasha of mum that it's less. No? It's less, right? So therefore here, if it just said ayin, is ayin, if it goes out by ayin, I wouldn't have known the ever goes out with shein. Yeah. So why does the Gemara have to say it's richasa? It's partial if it would just say ayin, shein wouldn't be included. Why does the Gemara have to come out to the Tzrich? Because that's a Dabar Pashat. The truth is, Rabbi Chivega's Kasha is Shmer without proving from Mumin. If you ask anybody in this room, if the Torah would have said, if you knock out the eye of an Eved, he goes free, would you have assumed if he knocks out the tooth, he goes free? By all human beings, knocking out a tooth is not the same as knocking out an eye. No? Like, what's the Haba meaning? What are you tzrichas for? If the Torah would have said, if you knock out an eye and you knock off a finger and you make him deaf, and said all these things, I still wouldn't have known shame, because people lose teeth. It's not nobody likes to lose a tooth, but it's not in the same level as, God forbid, losing one or the other of the chavtal rashev arm. It's not the same type of a damage. So Rabbi Kiveger is asking his kasha from a Gemara in Hilchos Mumin. But even without it, it's a kasha. I mean, what? The Gemara needs a tzrichasa that it would say ayin, I wouldn't know shame? No? If you hear someone knocked out someone's eye, and you hear somebody else knocked out someone's tooth, is it the same level of hezek? It's not the same level of hezek. Knocking out a tooth, nobody likes to lose a tooth, but it's not in the same level. This Gemara is a strange, it needs a pirish. It's strange to say, oh, you know why ayin is different, because it's nivra imai, shein is not nivra imai. That's the difference between ayin and shein, that the ayin is nivra imai and the shein is not nivra imai. That's what makes an ayin more serious than a shein. It's shein and daima, the eye you see with, and the tooth, Baruch Hashem, God gave us a few dozen teeth and we're okay. You have 26 teeth, and so one more, you know. So is it the same category? And I understand.
The reality is,
it's so hard. If he cuts off your hair, it'll be the same. We need some kind of. Rabbi Kiveger lives in Sarachi. Rabbi Kiveger doesn't have a tzarachi. What? There's a kasha. But if it would say ayin, would I know shame? If the Torah said, if you knock out your Eved's eye, you go free. So what I have said, so Mishnah you knock out a tooth is the same. But you hear that up his far? Gemara says no. Why not? Because ayin is nivraimai, shame is not nivraimai. So Rabbi Kiveger is basing on a Gemara. What he's really asking is that how can you compare knocking out an eye, knocking out a tooth? It's the same indictment. It's a different thing. Right, let's talk about Shein V'Ayin, the basic ideas you need to have in Shein V'Ayin. We'll see if it'll help at all with this Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. But first of all, you have to know that the din of Shein V'Ayin is a knas. Gemara says in Bava Kama, and Afayin Dalin, Amid Beis, that the din, that if you knock out an eye or a tooth of an Eved, he goes free, that's a knas. That goes in the parasha Knossos in the Torah. But the Gemara brings the Maisa, which I think you all heard. You all heard of, Rav Gamliel knocked out tooth, I assume, of his Eved. And he was so happy because he wanted to free. This was an Eved Kanani, he really wanted to free him. He should become a Yid. And he wasn't allowed to free him because Lailam Bam Tabaydu. Rav Gamliel was so happy he ran running to Bezdin and he told the Bezdin, I just knocked out the tooth of my Eved, so he's going free and I'm happy. So what did Bezdin tell him? Bezdin told him, Maida b'knas pater. and you just messed up. You just came to Bez, you might have a knas. So now he doesn't go free. He might have a knas bato. This is, I think, a well-known Gemara. And every time I hear the Gemara, you wonder what Rav Gamliel, what was going through Rav Gamliel's mind. Like, sounds like Chalila Tzeba Rav Gamliel, like, you know, somebody is a new toy and he's going, can't wait to show it off. It might have been Rav Gamliel knew might have been knas bato. What mistake did he make? The Rashba says that Rashba clears by knasos, does tfisa help? Let's say there's a case of a knas, and we can't be mechayev a knas. Let's say bisman hazeh. Bisman hazeh, bezdin cannot be mechayev knasos, because to be mechayev a knas, you have to have the smicha, Moshe Rabbeinu's type of smicha. So bisman hazeh, we're not, generally, we're not don dine knasos. Someone steals from you, you take him to Din Torah. Bezin is not mechayvin to pay kefil. Kefil is dine knosais, and bisman hazeh, a few exceptions, but generally we're not down dine knosais bisman hazeh. Does tfisa help? Does it help if someone stole from you? And you know he stole from you, and you know you have witnesses, you'll be able to prove it. So you go, you tayface, you grab payments. And not only you grab what was stolen from you, you grab kefil. And then you go running to Beis Din, and you tell Beis Din, Pliny was a thief, he robbed my house, and I have witnesses. And not only that, but I took kefil. Because even though Beis Din can't paskin that he has to pay the kefil, I took it already. I'm really entitled to it. So let me have the kefil. So the Rashba says that Fisa doesn't help by Knossos. How do I know? How do I have a raya if Fisa doesn't help by a knas? What's the answer, obviously? Huh? I'm speaking it out now, I'm not going to speak it out last week. Huh? The raya is. What's the raya from? Rav Gamliel Zevit. Rav Gamliel Zevit was typhus himself. We learned that if a ger dies, the Eved's considered to be Tifus himself. And Eved's considered to be holding himself. If Tfisa helps, Sir Rav Gamliel's Eved was Tifus himself. Tfisa should help. If Tfisa helps like Knossos, so then the Eved already was Tifus, because every Eved is considered to be holding himself. So the Eved was Tifus. So Gamliel came and he's made the Knas. The Eved was already Tifus, and Tfisa would have helped already. And he should go free. Zakta Rashba, Elamai, it's a raya. That is a klal, that Tfisa doesn't help by knasais, you can't grab, unless Bezin's Machayiv, the knas, there's no chiyuve knasais. And Mimela, the Tfisa didn't help in the case of Rav Gamliel. This is the Rashba there in Bava Kamma. Could be that that was Rav Gamliel's mistake. If we want to be Malam Mitzvah Rav Gamliel, he didn't know Maida B'Knas was Patim. Could be, I don't know what went on, but could be Rav Gamliel thought that the Tfisa does help by a Knas, that the evidence typhus himself that it helps. But actually, yeah, that's the Gemara there that it's a Knas. L'chaira, from this Rashba, we can learn. We'll have to see in Mitzvah Shema Chafem and Aleph if it holds water. But what would be the din if you knock out your Eved's tooth, let's say on Shabbos, Chalila? Somebody's Bechal Shabbos. He knocks out the Eved's tooth on a Shabbos, and he's Ivar on Yisurei Shabbos. Does he have to free the Eved? Or should we say what? Should we say Chamlei D'Rabbinei? What? It's a knas. So the truth is, there's a machlekes rishayim if by knases you say Chamlei D'Rabbinei. But let's say by knases we do say Chamlei. So l'chayr we should say Chamlei D'Rabbinei. If somebody is knocks out the tooth of his eved on Shabbos, and let's say it's a chil Shabbos, it's a masaking, whatever the case may be. So we knocked out his tooth on Shabbos. So l'chayr we say Kam Leib D'Rabbinei. However, based on this Rashba, it should come out that the Eved goes free. Why? Why should the Eved go free based on this Rashba? Because we learned once that Tfisa helps by Kamla. But Kamla with the Rabba Minei, Tfisa does help. By Kamla be the Rabbi Nei, Rashi says in Bava Kama, we had it in Makis, that Tfisa helps by Kamla be the Rabbi Nei. So since the Rashba says that every Eved is considered to be Typhus himself, so Taka, by Maida B'Knas, Tfisa doesn't help. Samazai B'Knas. However, by a case of Kamla be the Rabbi Minei, the Bezdin will paskin in the time of Bezdin, Bezdin will paskin Kamla be the Rabbi Nei, and Bezdin will paskin the Knas, and Tfisa helps by a Knas. So by Kamla the Rabbi Nei, L'chayra Tfisa should help. We're going to get into this. Al-Chafayim and Aleph, it talks about Siris Avdai. Somebody did something to his Eved, which is a different Isser in the Torah, is a Siris. And there, we'll discuss in Yisra Hashem the issue of Kamla the Rabbi Nei. But L'chayra comes from this, that it should help. But that it's an Einish, no, Shechol Shabbos is Einish, because
no,
the Eved. It's a knas that Bezdin normally paskins. No, everything says in the Torah. Bezdin paskins it. The only thing we don't say is if the einish is, let's say, misi b'dei shemayim or karis. So according to the Chacham, we don't say kamla rabbi nei. Something that Bezdin shemayim gives the einish, if it's not our business. But something that Bezdin shomata paskins, that we do, that we say kamla. So this is the cloud that it's a knas. The Ragachava, the Tzavtas Tanei Aklaras, what is the lundis of the knas of Kamlei B'Dera, of Sheva Ayin? Knas means it's a punishment. The Torah punished. What is the method by which this knas works? It says you can learn two ways. You could learn that the knas is a knas on the adayin for doing a terrible thing. It's adayin ma'isav. He did a terrible thing. He hit his eved. So because he hit his eved, because of the ma'isa hakar that he delivered, that's why the Torah gave him a knas. Or you could learn that the Kavanas HaTaira in this Knas was that there should be a payment to the Eved, a Tashlumin to the Eved. The Eved Nebuch lost one of his Evarim. So the Knas the Taira made was that the Eved should get paid. Normally he's an Eved Kanani, he doesn't get paid for anything. But such a terrible thing that he loses one of his Evarim. So the Taira set up a Knas that he should get paid for it. So he's being paid for it, this tashlum. So you hear the two tzadim. Now there's one side is the knas is mitzad the adayin. It's a din in the adayin that the adayin deserves to be punished. And the other, that this knas is a din mitzad the eved, that the eved deserves some type of reimbursement for such a thing that happened to him. We find both type of knasis in the Torah. Let's say by Moitzi Shemra. A man is, or a ma'anis. A man is ma'anis, a girl. He has to pay. So that payment is a tashlumin to the girl. That the knas of paying ma'anis and mafate is a tashlumin. Vaharaya, if the girl chooses to marry him, she doesn't get paid. That means it's a tashlumin to her. It's her choice. She can either get the money or she can get the... It's a type of tashlumin to her to sort of reimburse her for what happened. There's some kenosais that are a punishment on the one who did it. Let's say kefil. A ganav pays kefil. Right? A ganav has to pay double. A gazlan doesn't pay kefil. Why not? So Chazal say, because the ganav shows he's afraid of people and not afraid of Hashem. The gazlan is afraid, so I have Hashem, so I have people. So a ganav pays kefil. Why does a ganav pay kefil? Because it's nothing ma'isav. He did a ma'isav that shows he's afraid of people, he's not afraid of the Bairi Island. Kefil is a type of knas which is a din in the one who did it. It's not a reimbursement to the one who was stolen from. What it was stolen from is the same suffering, the same if he's a ganav or a gazel. So we find some knasos that are dinim in the person who did it, in the rasha who did it. And some are dinim in the one who has to get reimbursed. Klas the ragachava, what is shem va'ayin? Shem va'ayin a din in the a knas for the zadei maisa, for the thing that he did. Or is shem va'ayin a din in reimbursing the person who received the hakah, who got the makah?
The
Abbot
doesn't want to receive.
What?
The Abbot doesn't want to receive.
Well, if no one takes it to Beis Din, he doesn't go free, because Beis Din doesn't pass me the knas. There is no knas. It's not like Din Imam. Din Imam, if you don't go to Beis Din, Din Imam will apply. Din the knas is only through Beis Din. If there's no Teveh, Taka won't go free. No, only Beis Din pass me. That's what Rashi was saying. That's why Tfisa doesn't help. But out of Pesach Beis Din, there's no Fiyatim. So he brings from a Rashi in Gittin, Daf Chafal from it days, that Rashi Shita is that the Knas is because of these Zodai Maisav of the Makkah. Rashi says, are you allowed to hit your Eved Kanani? The Eved Kanani is not listening to you. Are you allowed to hit him? So Rashi says you're not allowed to hit him. How do I know? Eved is Eved Kanani is Gufay Kanani. How do I know I'm not allowed to hit him? So Rashi, if the Torah is Mechayev you for Shem V'ayin, that's a simon that you're not allowed to hit him. The Torah is Mechayev you Shem V'ayin, that's a simon that the Torah doesn't give you a shus to hit him. Dr. Ragachava, if Shem Ba'ayin is a din in reimbursing the Eved, it's no Raya. It's only a Raya, you're not allowed to knock out his tooth, you're not allowed to knock out his eye. It's no Raya that you can't slap him. What's the Raya? Because the Torah said you have to reimburse him, it's a Raya, you can't hit him. He says, Vaisis Rashi learned that the reason there's a knas for knocking out his eye and knocking out his tooth is because of the Zodai Naisa, because he did such a terrible hakah, he did such a terrible thing to hit him. So it's an einish because of the thing that you did. Because of the hit. What? You're saying it's not a right either way. It's not a right anyway, either way. You should only be a raya that if you hit him hard. It shouldn't be a raya if you hit him not hard. Yeah, so what's the answer? Yeah, what you're asking is maybe a kasha on Rashi. It's not a kasha on the Ragachav, right? It's a kasha on Rashi. How does Rashi know that any hakar is us? Some any hakar that knocks us tooth is us. You know, hakar that's not yesh by kedei.
What?
So Raya, it's not reimbursing the Eved because he gets paid the same amount no matter which Eved. He gets paid no matter which, so it's also a Raya. Okay? Right. It's also a Raya. In the next Gemara, we're going to have the case of Talash Beziknai Vidildul Bayetza. Gemara is going to have a case where the Adai pulled the beard of the Eved, and it sounds like he knocked the wound part of one of his facial bones. Cheekbone or his jawbone, but say it doesn't. Rashi says it doesn't affect him. Doesn't affect the Eved. He could still eat. He could still do whatever he wants. Presumably, it affects the way he looks. It's a bone in his face that got knocked out. So Rashi says that Yechayiv for knocking out a bone, which is a bone that has no practical function, it's still Chayiv. Other Rishonim are going to argue with Rashi and Shad and that Gemara. We'll see in a few minutes. They hold that only if you knock out a bone that has some function. Here, you knock out a bone. I think Rashi learns that it has no function at all. What does Rashi say? Avagav the leka bitul malacha. Do etzem hazaken lav midi have of it. The bone in the beard, oh, the bone in the beard, the bone in the face, la midi of it doesn't do anything. It's a bone that doesn't do anything. And you go out, it has a dinner shembai. So it's again Zakta Ragachava, Rashi's a shitasa. Because the punishment is not to reimburse the Eved. If it's to reimburse the Eved, you can't learn from Shem Ba'ayim that just like he goes out free by Shem Ba'ayim, he goes out free by other things that have no use. Echetesim. A bone that a tooth or an eye where he lost use, you reimburse him. Something which he didn't lose any use, it's a bone of the face. So maybe you don't reimburse him. Echetesim. Elamai Rashi holds that the Aveira is the Zodain HaHakah, the fact that you hit him that way. So if the Zodain HaHakah, if you knocked out a bone, so you knocked out a bone that's not functional, might not come in. What's the difference? You knocked out a bone, you go out, as long as it's an Ebisha Begoloi, and it's not in a Chayzer, he goes out free. So he says Rashi is a Shitasa. That it's the Zodin HaKor which makes him go free. Now that's what it says in the Ragachava regarding at least Rashi Shita. The Rambam, we will see, argues at least in Rashi Shita it's the Zodin HaKor which is the Hezek. It fits well, there's an Itziv. The Tziv says, why does the Torah mention Shem Va'ayin? Why does it mention Yad V'Regel? For instance, his hand, his foot. Why does it mention Shem Va'ayin? So the Tziv says, because the Zodain of being makas somebody on his feet, or on his hands, is worse than on his face. A person gets frustrated with someone else, it normally hits him in the face. He hits him on the hand, he hits him on the leg. Torah would have said that he gets a punishment for hitting him on his legs or on his arms, I wouldn't have known on the face, because the face is something which, you know, hit anybody. But when people hit people, that's usually what they do. They usually hit him in the face. So therefore, the zodain, the level of zodain of knocking off his leg or knocking off his finger, is a much bigger zodain than slapping him in the face. Punching someone in the face is a terrible thing. I'm not promoting it. But it's not the same as a hakar on a finger that knocks off a finger, or a hakar that knocks off a leg. It's the level of evil to hit somebody and knock off his leg is much more than hitting someone in the face. It's bad to hit him in the face, but I wouldn't have known that from hitting him in his leg and his arm. So the Netziv also is going with this idea of Zodai Maisa, that it's a knas for doing something that we can't tolerate. We can't tolerate an Adayin who hits his Eved in his If we would have said we can't tolerate if he knocks off his legs, I wouldn't have known an Adayin who hits him in the face. But sitting in the face, smacking in the face is bad, but it's not the same level. If so, right, this is what I told you till now. I'm giving you a Marma Kindness. This is the way the Tziv learns that it's also the Zodain of the Hakah, that it's a Knas, it's a punishment to the Makeh. And the Ragachava goes that way into Rashi, that it's a punishment for the one who did the Hakah. And I don't know, maybe we'll have more nafkaminas between them, maybe then. Rabbi Kiva Eger, coming back to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. And I'm just thinking out loud there. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha? That if you knocked out his tooth, how can you compare it to knocking out his eye? Knocking out his eye is much worse than knocking out his tooth. Why? Why? Why is the tooth much less than the other Avarim? Huh? You have a lot of teeth. A, you have a lot of teeth. B, you could eat most things anyway. And C, most people lose teeth somewhere down the road anyway. It's sad, the reimbursement of the Eved, Rabbi Kiveg is 100% right. If you look at it, what the Eved lost, losing a tooth is not as bad as losing an eye, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is right. No question. However, if you look at it mitzad the makeh, the one who's hitting, I don't know the mitzvahs. Is it easier to knock out a person's tooth than to knock out a person's eyes? I don't know. I mean, is the Bible pops out of the socket? We're talking about someone who damages his retina, or I don't know, that damages the eye, but it makes that he can't see. Blind somebody. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to experiment and then see, but it could be. That's lav dafka. Mitzad di zodein ha-hakla. How can you compare Shein and Ayin? If you learn, like the Rav Yitzchak learns in Rashi, that it's the Zodin HaHakar that we're talking about. It's the Zodin of the hit. So it could be, yeah, could be not. I don't know. Is one worse than the other? It could be, yeah, could be not. It could be Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. If you learn it to reimburse the Yed, that Avadir Rabbi Kivega has a good Kasha. If you learn that it's the Zodin HaHakar, so then maybe it's not so schwer. The Gemara said, Ma'ayin, Shadivriyimaya, has to be Dumyadayin. It would just say Ayin. I wouldn't know it for the other cheshbon, because the other cheshbon, who says that one's a worse hakar than the other? So it could be, maybe, that we have at least a derech, the kivega, the shtaka kash, on the Gemara, we have a little bit of a derech, a mahalos, to try to answer it. Okay, then one more nekudi you have to know. If when we say knocking out an eye, slav davka knocking out an eye, it's blinding the eye. When we say ears, slav davka, he cuts off his ear. It means he makes him harsha, he made him deaf. If the other makes the eved deaf, then he's yet lachayus. Aye, the Gemara says mumi shebagoli. I asked you, what is mumi shebagoli? What? It's everyone sees that he can't hear. So that means what you're saying is that mumisha begali doesn't mean that you can necessarily see it. It means that people could tell. Okay. What? Okay, it's a good question. How do we know it? But it's a fair shabraisa that Karsha is goes free. You're asking how you know, it's a good question. So Tysus really is. Tysus in Bava Kamma, Tzad Tessam and Aleph, is the Kasha. How is Karshai or Samri Einai, how are these things considered Mumisha Begali? They're not Mumisha Begali, he looks normal. So Tysus is two Terutzim. Chayra Nachkaminas. The first Terutz of Tysus is that if you make him deaf, it is considered Gali. Like you were saying, that Gali means if he walks around, you can tell he's deaf. You can tell he walks in the street. People talk with him in sign language, or people show him things. You can talk to him, he can't hear. That's called Gali. Gali does not have to be that the Aver is Gali. It could be that the Aver is hidden, but the Aver looks normal. But a mum is loved after, it means that in his behavior, you could see that there's a problem. Taste the second teretz is that no, the aver has to be goli. The aver has to be a revealed aver. But once you're mazik the aver, even if the hezek is not seen, you don't need the hezek should be goli. You need the aver should be goli. The ear is begoli. A person has an ear. The ear is begoli. If you made the ear that it doesn't function, so then that's, it's not a mum shebagoli, but it's an aver shebagoli. The aver is goli, that's what's required, not the mum that's goli. So what's the nafkamina to terutzim? What? It's one ear deaf, that's the point. When is the next one ear deaf? I'm not sure, could you tell? You can't tell. What? It is the aver shebagoli, second teretz, so it goes free. Quite to the first teretz, does it change his function? So I'm not sure. Still here, but he has one ear, not with the other. I'm not sure. What? If he cuts off his ear and he can still hear, so then so then he would go free, because then it's begali. The mum is begali. The missing ear is begali. Right? If he cuts off his toe and he can still walk, not everything affects the function.
What's the mum that can't hear?
No, not dafka. The mum is one or the other. The mum is one or the other. What? With Shane, you could say that tooth, he doesn't have function with that anymore. Tak, he has other teeth. But that tooth, but the tooth that he was magic, he doesn't have function. What? You can't tell. So it's one or the other. It's certainly, if he looks different, that's certainly. That's Dildal, Tosh Bezik, David Dildal Bayeva, Rashi says, right? It's an Ebi Shabbagali, even though the function is the same. It's one or the other. I was thinking, what would be if he was mazik his chalila, his mazik his kidneys? In a way, the person looks normal. So that's an Ebi Shabbaseser. But now, he can't use it. That's nicker. What? Nothing. So it should depend. Something back, I'm not sure, but one second. But the maybe that would be an afkamina. His function is different. Now Nebuch, he can urinate. He, what? People can't see it. Maybe you're right. So what would it have to be? If he damages one of his lungs, something that he can't breathe normally. Alright, whatever it might be, an inner aver, where it's an inner aver, so it takes second terrace it's not. And the only problem I have with this Tosfos is the tongue. Gemara later has a machlokes if he damages his tongue. If he goes free, it's going to be a machlokes. Where's the Rish Lakish? It's a machlokes. I think Ben Azai Yomer Af Halashin Ben Azai the Chachamim Machafei. If somebody Leilu cuts out someone else's tongue, so it's taken an aver shabaseisa. But I would think the damage is begaloi, unless it means he cut off, he ruined the tongue in a way they can still talk. No, a person without a tongue can't express syllables. So, chayra that gemara is a raya to place the second terrace, that the aver has to be an aver shabagaloi. What do you say about the back teeth, the molar tooth? The Rambam's not machalik. I took a quick look. I didn't see. The Rambam just says teeth. A back tooth, it's not an avish of a goli, is it? And it's functional. It makes, doesn't one, knocking out one tooth doesn't make a functional difference. I wonder. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll have it somewhere. You hear, it's possible to see it. If he opens his mouth, maybe you're right. Back tooth, you could tell. What? One tooth, you could tell. Yeah. I don't know. But the person has so many molars that if he misses one, he can still chew. Unless, like you said. See, it's an interesting thing in Hilchos Mikvayos. The teeth are considered beis hastarim. When a person goes into the mikveh, a person wants to be tayvel. He can keep his mouth closed. He doesn't have to let water into his mouth. Why? So that's called the beis hastarim. The teeth beyond the lips is called beis hastarim. Beis hastarim, the halacha is you're not allowed to have a chatzitza there. But the chatzitza is a promise. Be royal be asmayim. But it doesn't have to be, you don't have to, the water doesn't have to come in. It's a beis hastarim. So the teeth, the gabi mikvois, are called makom seiser, and here they're called begolui. So the level of golui here apparently maybe includes that if he opens his mouth, you could see it. Not that you see it all the time. Teeth, you don't see teeth all the time. The person who has his mouth closed, you don't see them. So it could be here that it means that you could see it. So then the back teeth are included, but then the tongue is a problem. Why the chacham hold the tongue is not included? This is the kuda, I don't have a clarkite. How goli is goli? So Taisa says two things, but I still don't have clark. Why is the tongue any less than the back tooth? Maybe we'll see a papeva. What? Back tooth. Success akasif. We're learning mashein, shebegolu yaf kol. So when I say mashein, so af lashein. The tongue should be as goli as the shein. You see the tongue as much as you see the back tooth. Yeah, but then we're learning other Eivarim, because we're saying they have to be dumya the shame.
front page, so that's $10.
Right.
And, but there's no part of the tongue that's more dollar than another part.
Maybe hayos some teeth have a galoy, so chayav all the teeth.
At what point does it become non-galoy?
Could be that once we say teeth, so all teeth are included and the tongue. Okay, no, could be. You still have to say that. Teres Hashem is all shinayim. I some teeth you can't see, but generally shinayim on the car. I call them. Let's take a see the next case. Tana Rabbana, Tanya. A tolash b'ziknay v'dildo v'yetzem evet yaitzibem l'chayris, that if you, I'm not sure which bone this means, it means a facial bone. Rashi says it serves no purpose. So Moshe writes in the Divrei Moshe that when Rashi says it serves no purpose, it doesn't mean there's no aver in the body that serves no purpose, but it means it serves a purpose to, for the way he looks, for his facial features. Person looks the way a person looks because he has bones on the face that give a certain sort of a face. So he was medalbul in etzem, which caused that his features, facial features, changed. He caused the bone to die because he pulled it out of place. It changed the way he looks. Rashi says, "Love me the other." Rashi means that it doesn't have a function. It doesn't have a practical function. So maybe a cheekbone or a jawbone. The jawbone though serves a function of eating. Maybe there are small bones there that don't. But that's how Ramesh explains it. But anyway, he hit him on the hand, and the nail was not usable. But it'll heal. Why do we say that? Why do we learn that from a riboy of a chashi shachenu? There it is, and came Shen V'ayin Mayahani Lai. Shen V'ayin has to come to teach yourself. So what are we saying? Shen V'ayin teaches you, it has to be Eina Chazeres. And Chavshi Shachera teaches you, even if it's Dildo V'yetzem, this type of etzem that has no function. Now first of all, the Rambam learns, and I think the other Rishonim as well, we'll have it in Tosis too, or later, that dildo bayatza means it's a bone which makes the teeth not usable. It's one of the teeth on the base of the bone, one of the bones on the base of the teeth, that it made a tooth not usable. Rambam holds that it's not a bone that's not usable, it's not included. And the Ragachava says, because the Rambam holds that Shem V'ayin is a reimbursement to the Eved. So being that you're reimbursing the Eved, it's got to be something that affects the function. That's why the Rambam doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is he lost no function at all. The Rambam doesn't like that. The Rambam holds a reimbursement to the Eved. So the Ragachava, that's why there's this this chiddush.
So why would the Rambam understand why that? I don't understand why something that has no use, why would
he? The Rambam holds it has no use, you don't go free. Because it has no use, so you don't reimburse. Rashi holds even if it has no use. The Zodei Na'aka is the chiddush. That's the machal. Okay, there are two things I want to explain. One is very interesting, and one is very important. So what's better, very important or very interesting? Yeah. So let me first tell you, I have a kasha on this Gemara, which I think we need to hasber. That's the interesting thing. And then I want to explain klal prat to klal, and riba mi and a riboy, and that's the important thing. Okay? So first let me just tell you Akasha, somebody has to come up with a teretz too. It's Hashem before tomorrow. Remeya Shita on the Yomid Aleph was Chayvu le'evet she'etze l'cheiris. Remeya holds it's a chayv for the evet to go free. Chamayu chamseitz chus. I don't understand Remeya. How did Remeya learn this parasha? You have this evet. Nebuchi, somebody knocks his other, he knocks out his eye. So we tell him, you know what? The other night, you know, you go free. Like the Chacham, I understand. It's a schus for the Eved to go free. So we tell the Eved, you know, you lost your eye. We'll give you a schus. You can go free. I understand 100%. But like Reb Meir, what kind of knas is this? You have this poor Eved. It's a chay for him to go free. So we say to the Eved, you got your eye knocked out? good for you, now you have to go free also. What do you mean you have to go free? It's a chai for the Eved to go free.
What?
One second, before it's heuristic, you say maybe this type of adai who knocks out his Eved's teeth and eyes, for him it's a... But you really can't say that, because the Gemara is going to say later that even if the adai was a dentist and he was fixing his tooth, or he was trying to fix his eye and he knocked out, he also goes free. It's going to be a machlokes, but at least the Gemara says you go free. So it's not dafka that he hit him in anger. It could be he was trying to heal him. So he may be a lousy dentist, but that's not a reason. So the question is, according to Reb Meir, who says it's a chay for the Eved to go free, well, what's this Parsha Shabbai? Isn't that an interesting question? Huh? So I might say it's a punishment for the other. You can't say it's a reimbursement to the Eved, a reimbursement. So you have to say Reb Meir holds a punishment to the other. Is that a satisfying parents?
But you said the Eved has an option.
So if you give the Eved the option, I understand. There's certainly some of them want to go free. But is that true? Is it honest that the Eved has the option? Never goes free. I mean, there's an option. If he wants, he cannot go to Besdin. He cannot go to Besdin. If he wants, he cannot go to Besdin. No, the other guys, he's a mighty class. So the Eved... So the Eved, you mean it's built into the system, the Eved has an option of not going, being that the Eved has an option of not going. The Goloshna Torah is L'chashir Shalchenu Tachas Einoi. Torah says, look, I can't dash in Psukim and has Kasha Rameya, but certainly the way we typically would learn. We're reimbursing every knas. The one who gets something is getting something good. Well, why should I punish the Eved? What? If he wants to go out, so that's... I understand what you're saying. They're saying is that it's a punishment to the Yadai. Who cares about the Eved? I don't know. It's like...
It's more of a thing than the body.
I'll put it this way. I think the cash is better than the Teretz. Now, if you're saying, like you're saying, that maybe it's an option, what would be the din? Let's say I see Ruvain knock out his Eved's tooth. When I go to Bez, a tattletale. I'm an Eid. The Torah gives mitzvah to Eid and say Eid. Two witnesses go to Bez. They say, we say Eid, this Ruvain knocked out the Eved's tooth. Will Bez and Paskin, the Eved goes free? Or do you need a Teveya? I'm not sure. What's the din? If the din is you need a Teveya, so what you're saying is good. The Eved has an option. If he wants to be Teveyim, the Bezdin will go free. If not, he won't go free. The Eved is Teretz. If Davis is the other way, the Bezdin will paskin based on their idea, it's not that way.
You
can't be Michael. Well, see, he can't be Michael in the normal sense of saying, I'm Michael. Mechila itself doesn't make sense here. But if he has the option of avoiding the Tfiyah, then maybe that's an option. Okay. The other Nakuda, Klau Prata Klau, Reba Mir Mir. Rashi here, Gemara doesn't say it, but Rashi, in Rashi Rebuyu, I believe all the Rishayim, the Rashi, the Ritva, everybody learns the Gemara this way. Rashi says Rebuyu means it's not a Klau Prata Klau, it's a Reba Mir Reba. Now, you will have this in Shas many times, and people find it confusing. I just like to try to explain it simply, if it's Shayach, that the machlokes, and hopefully you'll have the idea. If you want a Maramokin to know to look it up, it's good to have a Maramokin. If you get confused next time, you can look it up. In the back of Masechtas Brachos is a section called Klalei Hashas. After Klalei Hashas, there's two pages, two sides called Kitzur Klalei Hashas. In the Kitzur Klalei Hashas, it goes through the Yud Gimel Nidah, Shatayin the Joshua's Man, and one paragraph begins, it talks about Klal Uprat to Klal, Reba Mir to Reba, and it explains it very simply, just the way I'm going to explain it now. You just have to know one thing. Klal Uprat to Klal, Reba Mir to Reba, are not two different things. They're two different mandiyamrim. They're two names for the same thing. The same thing, the Torah says, Kiyake Klal, Shevayim Prat. There are some Tanoim who call that Kiyake Riboy Shem Va'ayin Miyot. They're just names. It's really just the difference between the words Klal Prat and Riboy Miyot is not more than a difference in the semantics of the word, of the name. It could be called Klal Prat. They both could have called the Klal Prat. It would still be a Machlokes. Happens to be he called the Klal Prat. He called the Riboy Miyot. Now, is Klal Prat and is Klal Prat to Klal? Let's say I'm picking numbers because it makes it easier to explain. Let's say a Klal would include 20 things. The Torah says a Klal. You're not allowed to eat this, and it says a klal is thicker name, would include 20 things. That's a klal. If it stopped there, all 20 things are awesome. Then the Torah says a prat. Then it says shem v'ayin. It says a prat. And it stops, klal uprat. What do you take away from it? The man yom a klal uprat holds that if you have a klal and a prat, and the prat is one thing, the klal is 20, Klal uprat, the prat is an explanation of the klal. It's a pirish of the klal, and you only have the prat. Ein the klal ella masha beprat. It's only one thing. Klal uprat is you walk away with a din that's negayah to one thing, the prat. Okay, simple enough. Klal is 20 things. Teres is prat one. So ein b'klal ella masha b'frat, the din applies to only that one thing, and that's it, nothing else. The Torah said kiyakeh and shein v'ayin. I would stop there. I'd say it's only shein v'ayin, nothing else. Finished. That's klal uprat. Klal uprat uklal. What happens? I started with 20 things, and then I have a klal. I have a prat. It says one thing. Klal uprat uklal. The last klal is coming to add more things. How many more things? So we say anything that's ke'en ha'prat, that's similar to the prat. Anything that's a mum sheva galui, vein ha'chayzer. So in my example, the klal is 20 things. The prat is one. The last klal would be marva maybe 10 more things. Anything that's similar to the prat. Not marva everything. Things that are similar. So again, klal uprat, I end up with one thing. Klal uprat to klal, I end up with 11 things. Prat plus 10 more that are similar. That's the mandiyamar, klal uprat, and klal uprat to klal. The other mandiyamar looks at the pasuk, and these are tanoim. They look at the pasuk, there's a whole different mahalach. They say, kiyake is a riboy. Shem v'ayin is a miyot. The mandiyamar who darshins riboy or miyot holds that if you have a riboy and a miyot, we have to say that we're including anything similar to the miyot. In other words, just a riboy and miyot alone, he would count the 11 things that I mentioned before. This man the Yama says if you have a riboy and a miyot, that's enough to tell you anything that's ke'en the miyot. So he would hold that just a riboy and miyot alone would teach us 11 things. So if it just said kiyake and Shem V'ayin, I would already know to be Marva, Mumsha, Begoloi, Veinachais. Once I have Ribu, Miyat, Veribu, according to this man, the Yama, Ribu, Miyat, and Ribu, I now say Ribu, Hakoyel. The Ribu includes everything, all 20 things, either is a Miyat, so Mamayat, one thing. The man, the Yama says Ribu, Miyat, and Ribu, hold, when you have Ribu, Miyat, and Ribu, if the Ribu is 20 things, the Miyat is one, and you have a new riboy, riboy, mir, riboy, we walk away with 19 things included in this pasuk. Because we're mad about everything, we're only mamayit the one thing which is least similar to the whole parasha. So this is the machlokes. Again, klal uprat, the mandiyama dashes klal uprat says you only walk away with only the prat. The one that says riboy miyot says you walk away with anything similar to the miyot. Klal uprat to klal. The mandiyama klal prat to klal says we marbe anything that's ke'ena prat. The one that says riboy miyot riboy says we marbe everything except for one thing, we'll exclude something. But we marbe everything. L'mashal, over here, says l'chavshi yishalchenu. So the Gemara said, dildul bayetzem. Dildul bayetzem, you go free. So the Gemara says riboy. That means, If you dash a klal pratu klal, so dilu bayetzev, you don't go free. It's not one of the 11 things. It has to be similar to shen v'ayin, which like Rashi, which are functional. Not some is not functional. If you dash a klal pratu klal, it's out, not included. If you dash a riboy miyot a riboy, then it is included. Riboyu. If you dash a riboy miyot a riboy, then we do include the last this dildo bayetza. Then it is included because riba hakoyel we might one thing. Which one thing? You have to be mevar. Something at chazeres like siva by sima. What is it? Yadai tamsa yadai. We might that one case of tamsa yadai. Something at chazeres. Everything else is included. So this is the klal of klal prato klal riba miyot a riboy, which is all over shas. What I would encourage you to do is the Paris Yosef in the notes here in the back has a kasha. That's Paris Yosef has a teretz on the Paris Yosef kasha on this sugya. We're going to start this tomorrow, the next tomorrow.